key to happiness is having human connections, relationships. There are so many things we can do when we're able to do them for someone. I talked to a man who worked many years in a coal mine. Hard, painful, grueling work. But when he knew he was doing it for his wife, for his children, he could do it. The key to happiness is connections. But a key to connection is having mutual trust. He couldn't go into that coal mine without trusting his wife. She couldn't let him go to the coal mine without trusting him. But when there is mutual trust and that connection, it adds so much happiness, meaning, fulfillment to life. The trouble with trust is that it requires vulnerability. Vulnerability is letting myself be seen, even my weakness. Vulnerability is sharing my dreams. Vulnerability is hoping for more. Vulnerability is taking a risk to love someone. Vulnerability is saying, I love you first. Vulnerability is being laid off, unemployed. Vulnerability is a newlywed asking her husband for help, or a newlywed husband asking his wife for help. Vulnerability is choosing to have a child, to raise a child. Vulnerability is initiating intimacy. Vulnerability is helping the poor. Vulnerability is taking a risk to forgive and begin again. Vulnerability is asking forgiveness. In a fundamental way, vulnerability is uncertainty about how it will all turn out. Vulnerability is not knowing what will happen, whether it's the MRI or the brain scan, the mammogram, or the next performance evaluation at work. Vulnerability is feeling our mortality and seeing death approaching. Vulnerability is admitting that I failed. Vulnerability is confessing my sin. Vulnerability is letting my sins and weaknesses and failures be seen. Vulnerability is letting go of what I think I should be and accepting who I am. Vulnerability is caring about someone who is in pain. Vulnerability is not knowing what to say when someone is crying. Vulnerability is not knowing how to help when someone is suffering. Vulnerability is like teetering on a razor's edge with an uncertain future that is not in our control. When we look to one side of that razor's edge, we see the possibility for shame, fear, failure, abuse, exclusion, rejection. When we look to the other side of that razor's edge, we see human connection, discovery, creativity, belonging, love, joy. We don't like vulnerability. We try to grasp for control and run from vulnerability. We run in one direction by numbing it through indifference. I don't really care. Alcohol, just have another drink. Endless entertainments, one television channel, football game, baseball game, movie, book, magazine, website after another. Binging on food, on shopping, gossip, talking about everybody else's vulnerability, work, just get another thing done, pornography, fantasy, convincing ourselves it doesn't matter, avoidance, denial, rationalization. This is vulnerability. And there were those who paid no attention to the crucified man and even ran from him. Our other basic approach to vulnerability, other than numbing it, is destroying it. We try to force the outcome through anger, threats, blame, cynicism, lies, disobedience, theft, rape, betrayal, murder, suicide. This is how some others approached the vulnerability of the crucified, like Judas. Sometimes we use a combination that goes all the way back to the beginning in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve, in the vulnerability of their failure to follow the command of God, hid themselves. And then when God found them anyway, and that tactic didn't work, they started to blame each other, to blame the serpent, and even to blame God. Vulnerability is so hard for us, but a world without vulnerability is a wasteland of violence and indifference. Why are we so afraid of vulnerability? It's that shame, that fear, failure, abuse, exclusion, rejection. It's the risk that we take. We're afraid to look at Christ, the crucified one. But what if there were a guarantee? What if we knew that even if the worst thing happened, everything would still be okay? What if we knew that the cross, that bad side of the razor's edge, that side of fear and failure and shame, exclusion, rejection, that's so painful, what if we knew that the cross was not the end, not the last word? But then when we reach the darkest moment, that would be precisely the moment when a shaft of light would break through and usher in a whole new world filled only with life and light and love. What if we knew that someone were with us in our vulnerability, and he had all the answers for our uncertainties, and he had love to cast out all our fears, and he would always choose us and never leave us or abandon us? What if even in the worst case, we would find more love and more life? We often mistake power as being protection from vulnerability. But God reveals to us that power is the possibility of vulnerability. What Jesus reveals to us is that God's power is invincible. It can't be conquered, but it's not invulnerable. That's what we do today as we look at the crucified one who was anything but invulnerable. In fact, in Jesus, we discover that divine power is infinite vulnerability. And infinite vulnerability is a heart open to infinite happiness, because it is a heart capable of infinite love. The crucified one invites us to take a risk and to share his vulnerability. The crucified one calls to us today, and he promises us the courage, if we're willing to accept it, the courage to be vulnerable. When we know that he is with us in our vulnerability, we can breathe deeply in those moments of vulnerability, and even rejoice and be grateful. Because when we are vulnerable, in fact, we are most alive. We are most like Him. We are closest to Him.